broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Hey, we are so grateful to be here. Thank you to Entrepreneur, the team, their leadership in this crazy economic turmoil we're all going through. And our heart goes out to so many of you business owners that have been impacted in a negative way or maybe even a disastrous way. It is so crazy out there. And our business has been affected too. I don't think any business has not been affected. So what we're hoping to do today is accomplish a big goal, and that is giving you more ways and creative strategies to access cash in this difficult time and have no tax or no penalty impact if we do it right. So I've got my amazing co-host partner, Matt Sorensen, who is just the best. I love him. And he is my law partner of now 15 years. And just we've been cranking, helping small business owners around the country. Matt is also the author, now in its second edition, of the Self-Directed IRA Handbook with sections on 401ks, IRAs, Roths, and how to access them for creative investments as well as to use them in your business if needs be. He is also the CEO of Directed Trust Company. I always screw up the title of how we want to call it, directedira.com, Directed Trust Company.
Yeah.
But you tell us. But Matt, thanks for being my amazing co-host here, because you are the true expert on this topic.
Well, God, thanks, Mark. Man, other one you bring me in like that. I'm just feeling good now. So
yeah, don't get used to it. All right.
Yeah.
It's just for entrepreneurs.
Okay. All right. This is for the cameras. Well, this is a really important topic. There's $30 trillion. At the end of 2019, there's $30 trillion in retirement accounts in the U.S., and for so many Americans, this is where their savings is. Like, you might have a couple $1,000 in a checking account, maybe some tens of thousands, but a lot of people have tens or hundreds of thousands or more in retirement savings accounts. And so we're gonna talk about how you can access those funds. It's a topic Mark and I love to talk about, because let's face it, that's where all the money is. Yeah. And so we're gonna give you the tips on it. Now, the new bill that passed on Friday, Mark and I have been reading this thing, it's been amazing. I know you've had some, you know,
late nights.
Yeah, to say the least, late nights, early mornings. They're all bleeding together all the days right now.
Yeah.
But that bill had a couple of really important provisions. There's an article I have on Entrepreneur on it. We're going to dive into those today, as well as just some other tried and true tips that you could always do, but right now are just really more important.
Yeah. And a couple other side notes before we dive deep. I think many of you should have a pencil and paper, pen and paper handy to take a few notes. And I want to give this disclaimer, because I just got a text right before this webinar started. I gave a webinar yesterday on the new EIDL and PPP loans and helping small business owners. And I kind of got a little hate text from a listener or a viewer of the webinar. And they said, well, I went to my banker and he said, I can't do this. I'm like, okay, you went to a banker and all of a sudden they are the truth, the almighty answer, and everything Mark Kohler said was wrong. Seriously, give me the benefit of the doubt as a CPA attorney, master's in taxation, a national author, lecturer. Maybe I know a little bit more than your banker, not taking away from some bankers that are highly educated and experienced, but maybe your banker isn't. And bankers are not out of the box thinkers, people, right? And so the same goes for your retirement accounts. When you go to access this retirement money, you may get a very different story from your fund manager, your financial advisor, because this is not in their best interest.
Right. And I'll say this, even at Directed Trust Company, where we have clients with solo Ks and 401ks, one of the rules here is increase the loan limit. This is money you can loan yourself from your 401k. We're going to get into it. I've already had people calling me and saying, I called the 401k administrator. They don't know anything about this yet. I'm like, guys, this passed and went into law on Friday. These companies had no idea about it. They're giving you the business as usual answer. If you're calling them on Tuesday, it's been one business day for them. They're still figuring it out. And the people on the front lines you're getting on the phone don't know yet. their legal department or their executive team is still figuring this out. So it's going to take a while. Some companies are going to be more responsive than others. But this is right out of the law. Okay, this is like federal law. This is what's going to control. And this is Congress, quite honestly, doing a good job in opening up some of these accounts for people that are really in financial triage. Yep. Generally, Mark and I talk about how to get more money into retirement accounts, right? This is kind of the opposite. We're talking about how do I get it out right now? Because let's face it, people need it right now. Maybe you're getting some of these loans that Mark talked about, the EIDL or the PPP loans, but that's going to take a month probably. I mean, the application just came out yesterday. They're not even accepting them for two more days. So there's going to be a cycle on those loans for those of you that are interested in loans. But these retirement accounts could be a short-term measure to bridge the gap financially.
I love it. Echo everything Matt's saying. Corey, by the way, I'm going to get my, can you get my whiteboard, my white paper with a big marker? I want to visualize something for all of you. By the way, Matt and I have a weekly podcast we've been doing with over a million downloads and over 2 million views on my YouTube channel that I do a lot of videos with Matt on. He's out there educating. And again, our books are on Amazon. So you can get a lot more information about this and some of the topics we're touching on. If you're like, who are these guys? What are they talking about? We've been doing this for 15 to 20 years, trying to get the good word out there. So please be patient as we sometimes talk a little bigger picture or complex, because we're hoping you're going to dive deep into these topics on some of our resources. The next big point I want to make is we are not saying that tackling your retirement account is always the best move either. That's sacred money in our minds. This is a terrible time right now. So we're not saying don't do the PPP loan or the EIDL loan or get any grants or unemployment. There's a 10 other strategies, and Matt and I are shooting webinars every other day that are available on entrepreneur.com as well as our own sites and YouTube. But this is one way to get quick money and then put it back quickly. I think that's fair to say, Matt. Would you agree?
Right. Penalty and tax-free. We're going to hit those strategies. I mean, you can always pull money out of a retirement account, pay some penalties and taxes, but we're going to go over the rules that don't have penalties and that also you can avoid the taxes, but you're going to have to put it back in. And so this is why we call maybe some temporary short-term measures to help you bridge the gap as we're in kind of the, hopefully the worst of it right now.
Yep. Okay, Matt, I'm going to just do a visual, kind of set the table, and then I want you to take us through our topics that we're going to cover. And again, we've put so much thought and heart and soul into this topic for years and for this specific webinar. So please give us a little patience. If some of you are wanting to dive deep immediately, be patient. There's others that don't maybe have the experience some of you already have. So we've got a large group, a large audience. Okay, now what Matt and I have been teaching for years is we want to separate your lives into two sides. This is kind of your money-making side. I'm going to put operations or kind of making money with your labor. Then on the other side, we want to put your assets. This is your retirement, your investments, or your passive income. Now, those that are financially flexible and free, like we're all shooting to be, we have a lot of assets over here creating passive income. That's our goal. It could be rental properties, brokerage accounts, hard money loans, first trust deeds, all sorts of investments over here. But this is where we work every day. Now, just to set the table, most of our entrepreneurs that are solopreneurs, and I'm going to get to the group people too, but most of our solopreneurs have eventually they're building up to an S corp, and that could be an LLC taxed as an S corp. But that's going to generally be your Cadillac as you start making 50, 100 grand or more as a small business owner. Now, I know some of you are a sole proprietor. Some of you are just an LLC waiting to get to this level. That's fine. In all of these situations, what happens is we like clients to consider a solo 401k. And this solo 401k becomes a wonderful way to create tax write-offs, Roth funds, traditional funds. Matching is off the chart because you're the only employee. This is a wonderful way to go. Now, some of you, including your significant other, might have a day job. And that could be over here, this little day job. And you might have a, I'm going to call it the company 401k.
Right.
And you've got this 401k sitting over here, maybe from an old job or your spouse's job or your day job. And so it's not uncommon for many of our clients to have two 401k buckets. And so what we're talking about today is really accessing this 401k money, not IRA money. Now, we got money. We can talk about how to
get to that. We'll get to that one next.
But Matt, is this okay to kind of just kind of lay out a visual of what we're trying to do? We're trying to fund these 401ks from our day job or business. Anything you'd add to that?
Yeah. Now we'll hit IRAs. For those of you that have money in IRAs, there's a special distribution rule and a 3-year window on putting it back without paying tax. So we'll hit that one second. So for those IRA people, we're not forgetting about you.
Yeah.
But let's hit the 401k first though. Okay.
And we should even put Roth in the mix too.
Absolutely.
Okay. So well, I'm going to push this out of the way now, Matt. Tell us what our agenda is.
Okay. Let's talk about the 401k loan. This is one a lot of people are familiar with and have used. Maybe you've used it in your small business, that you have a solo K, maybe you have your day job 401k, either one. Almost 99% of 401k plans out there allow for what is called a 401k loan. This is a provision where you can loan yourself money from your own 401k. You've got to pay it back in 5 years. You can loan yourself money from your own 401k. Now the old rule said, you can only take half of your 401k up to a max of 50 grand. So if I want to do a 401k, the max I can take is 50,000. The new rule that Congress just changed under the stimulus bill, the Coronavirus CARES Act bill, says you can take a total of 100,000 now in a loan from your own 401k, still have 5 years to pay it back, and you can take 100% of the balance. You don't have to, you're not limited to half the balence. You can take the full amount. If you've got 100 grand in there, you can take 100 grand. If you've got 80 grand in there, you can take the whole thing, okay? Now this is cool because you're accessing your own money. When you loan it to yourself, it's not a distribution where you're paying taxes or penalties. It's just a loan. Oh, lost your audio.
I got to unmute. And I think the loan is really probably the first avenue because I think it's the safest. Rather than doing a distribution, which is, and Matt, I believe you can do both. You're going to explain.
Yeah. Yep.
You could correct. Do both, but I like the loan because I think we can get our head around it. It's easy to calculate. Now, for those of you, I'm going to go back to the board on the how-to. If you have a solo 401k, and we set these up for clients all the time, frankly, let me just tease you with this. We could set up a 401k tomorrow, roll your IRA money into it 2 days from now, and you could have a loan 3 days from now, in theory, if we could move fast enough. So it is, many of you that have an S corp or you're a solopreneur or just a sole proprietor or LLC, we can get to that 401k quickly by rolling IRA money into it. We'll talk about that later. But if you are the trustee of your own solo 401k, you just open the binder and do a note. It's that easy. And then if you have a company 401k at your day job, you're going to have to go to HR and say, I want to borrow from my 401k. They're going to have a form and big companies. There's going to be a downloadable form. You fill it out and they start getting you cash. Matt, that's the how to. Would you agree
with that? Yeah, that's how it works. And there's some forms in it. You got the company 401k, you know, whether you're at Microsoft or you're at Dunder Mifflin, you know, whatever, you're going to go to HR, talk to Toby or whoever it is. And there's going to be a little process. Now, like we said, there's going to be some snags because if you're trying to get more than 50 or more than 50% of the balance, this is a new rule. And so there, you have to make sure they understand the new rule. Now, when you take the loan, the bill says to get the 100,000 loan or the 100% out of your 401k is a loan and you want to exceed the 50%, 50,000 rule. The bill says you must be affected financially by the COVID-19. Now, this could be you're diagnosed with it. You have a family member or spouse diagnosed with it, a dependent, or you've been subject to shelter in place order in your state or city. Or you have a child who's out of school, their school's closed that you care for. So really, I mean, almost all schools are closed right now. So if you got a kid, you're gonna qualify. I think almost every state's in a shelter in place or stay at home order right now or city. So you're gonna probably qualify. So check the article on the details on that, but there's this qualification. The sad thing is, I was going to say the nice part, but the sad thing is most people qualify now because we're all facing this.
Yeah. Easy schmeasy. So I think that's a great place to start. And again, I want to make this caveat for some of you out there that think we're a little cavalier recommending you tap into your retirement account. I'm going to reiterate this again. However you get to that 401k money, our goal would be to, as quickly as possible, access one of the SBA loans. And we've shot a separate webinar, and there's separate articles on that topic. We're not going to go there today. But the point is, getting those loans might take a little bit of time. Yeah. It'll be faster getting at your 401k. Grab that money. Meanwhile, be working on the loans, holding your business together. Soon as the loan comes through, don't think you're sitting fat, city, and blow the money or get too cavalier. Let's use that money to take it individually and throw it back. You can still get debt or debt forgiveness with those SBA loans by paying yourself and then paying back the 401k. There's some tricks there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, and remember, this is a loan and the market's down right now. Your 401k was probably in the market for most people. We have a lot of self-directed clients whose 401ks own real estate or private companies, which are a little different, but the market's down. So if your 401k has been in the market, you're getting money out when it's down. So you want to be able to pay it back and get the money in for hopefully for the rebound. So we get that, but we also get that people are at the, they're at the end of the line here in terms of funds. A lot of business owners, whether you're a solopreneur, you got employees, your payroll, your employee's payroll has been shot already. And so this is survival mode. Keep that in mind. Now, the rate you pay, I want to hit that too, because you got 5 years to pay it back. Remember, the rate that you pay is prime plus 2%. Prime right now is 3.25%. So you're paying basically 5.25% right now interest. But guess what? You're not paying a bank. You're not paying a credit card company where you could be throwing money on a credit card right now. You're paying back your own 401k.
Okay.
So you're not losing money in the interest game there. You're actually building up your 401k a little bit.
Okay. Now, Matt, that covers our loan and either a distribution. How do we now
let me hit the distribution too. Okay. But and let me say on the loan too, because this is always Mark's point that he loves to make on this topic, is the interest you pay for business owners when you've loaned money out of your 401k, whether it's your solo K for yourself or your business you own or your W-2 job, if you loan that money out and you use it for a business purpose, that interest you pay is now a business expense. So I'm paying the money back to my 401k, building it up, obviously the principal and interest, and I'm paying an expense on the interest. So that's a nice little perk on the interest for those that are using it in their business. Okay, that's the 401k loan.
Okay.
You want to hit distributions?
Yeah, and Matt, did you cover, I want to make sure, because there's so much information going around, that if we can't pay it back, what's the ramifications of that loan? You covered that.
Yes, no, good point. If you don't pay it back, that's considered a distribution. So if I took a $100,000 loan, and I don't pay anything back, it's considered a distribution and it's taxable. And that's taxable at your regular rate. So if you're at a 30% tax bracket, you've had $100,000 distribution, you're gonna have a $30,000 tax.
And when's the deadline?
And a half, you got a 10% penalty too.
Yeah. And when's that deadline to pay it back? Normally the old
rule was— 5 years. Five years, it's the same rule. Now there is relief too, by the way, for people that already have a 401k loan that's coming due this year. There's relief where they got another year for already people that had old 401k loans or hoping to pay it back this year. They got another year too. But for new 401k loans, you still got 5 years and you don't pay it as a lump sum. You pay it, most people do monthly, but you have to at least pay quarterly payments as you go through the 5 year window.
Okay. All right. Love it. Okay.
So that's the 401k. Loan.
Okay. Number two, I can call up and say, I don't want a loan, just give me money.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. I get it, okay. Let's say you've got a 401k, IRA, SEP IRA, 403B, you're a government worker or have a spouse who is. You wanna tap that money. You don't wanna take a loan, because let's say you have an IRA, you don't even have the loan option. Well, you can take a current penalty-free distribution, even if you're not 59 and a half, because retirement account rules are like, hey, if you take money before 59 and a half, when the government says it's okay to retire and not pay penalties by accident to retirement account, if you take money early, we charge you a 10% penalty. Congress removed that for this year and said, you know what? If you need it this year, take it out. There's no 10% early withdrawal penalty. You do pay tax on it. So let's say I took 100,000 out as a distribution for my IRA. or a SEP IRA for those who are self-employed business owners here. Okay, I got 100 grand. I didn't pay a 10% penalty. Let's say I'm 40. But I am going to take a third of that into my taxable income in 2020, a third in 2021, and a third in 2022. The IRS is letting you now spread that tax hit over 3 years. They also let you put it back in over 3 years and not have to pay the tax at all. So it's like this three-year window where you can access your IRA money, 401k, 403b, whatever retirement account you have. Use it, you know, get back on your feet financially, and then get it back in and have no penalty, no tax. Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is amazing. And this is historic. This has never been available to an employee participating in a 401k account ever.
Yeah.
But, and I just have to say another angle on this. This is like playing with a loaded gun, people. And I know some of you hate that analogy, but it just can't be, it's that serious, playing with a grenade. I don't know, because this is your future. We are gonna pass through this experience. And I wanna say this, I've said it on some other videos and presentations. Some of you, this economic disaster was a wake-up call that your business was on life support as best as it was anyway. Your business may not be able to recover from this. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you got blindsided with an unforeseen circumstance. Take this time to reevaluate, start a different business, regroup. What I'm cautioning some clients is their business was barely profitable before, and now they're wanting to pull money out of the 401k to keep it on life support even during this time. I'm like, this is sacred money. And even if you're going to borrow from the SBA to do this, be careful. You're not a failure to hit reset and come back stronger and better with another idea and not tap into your retirement account.
Yeah. Or just hit pause, you know? You can not have to do reset. Yeah, great point. Now, on this distribution, it's same as the 401k rule on who qualifies also, just to keep that in mind. So again, maybe you have a stay-at-home order in your state or shelter in place. School is closed, you have dependent children at home. You're affected by COVID-19 or have a child or dependent who is. So these are the qualification rules that will allow you to do this. But again, it seems like most people are now subject or facing those rules and will be able to tap into this IRA, 401k, 403b, any retirement account distribution, penalty-free, 3 years, no tax, can get it back in even if you want, which would be the best thing. Because that's, we're approaching this with most of our clients right now as a short-term measure that, yes, this is your biggest savings account. Let's tap it. The government's unlocked it a little bit, but let's also have a strategy and a plan to get it back in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I can go take a loan from my 401k.
Yep.
I can take a distribution from any of these retirement accounts. Now, one of the strategies I alluded to earlier was, if you want to do both, you could. And if you don't have a 401k, you can create one quite quickly. We have a DIY, down and dirty, $500 401k that's self-directable, it's solo. You could have that up and going and roll money into the 401k and do the loan provision and then take distributions out of an IRA. It's worth highlighting.
It's a really good idea because I've seen people hit this roadblock already. Like, I have a 401k, but it's with a former employer. I don't work there anymore. Mm-hmm. Most former employers don't let you do a 401k loan if you no longer work there. So that's a perfect situation where maybe you are self-employed now. You have a prior 401k at a prior employer. You could roll that prior 401k to the solo K, like Mark's talking about, that's new that you set up as a self-employed person. And then you take the 401k loan out of that solo K.
Another theory or strategy, there's multiple strategies, and this has been around again for years. Any contributions you've made to a Roth, you can pull out penalty and tax-free anyway. And there's no requirement to pay that money back. You cannot go access the earnings in the Roth without following some guidelines, but you can always pull out the contributions. And so you might want to just look at your account, call your financial advisor, the company, the brokerage, wherever it is, and say, of my Roth, how much is contributions? And they'll go $22,000. All right, send it over. Yeah. And that could be a strategy. Now you have to be careful because, Matt, can I put that back? I could, I guess, under this provision.
Yeah.
Does Roth allow you to put it back?
Yeah, great question.
We've assumed so, if you can pull it out of an IRA.
So under the three-year rule, because it is an IRA style account. Mm-hmm. So presumably so, but let's follow up on that in the Q&A. So we might have someone, we're going to do a follow-up Q&A on this. So your questions that fly in, we'll come back and do a Q&A in a few days. So keep that.
We should have said that at the beginning. Continue to type your questions down in the chat line. Some of you are like, why aren't you answering my question? What we're going to do is field all of those. The tech team is already compiling those. We're going to put them into categories so we're not duplicatively answering some of those questions, and then shoot a Q&A that'll be a sister companion to this video. Okay, so that's the IRA thing. You can roll it in.
Yeah.
We would assume for now you could pull out those contributions for sure tax-free. Can you put them back? We'll get the answer to that. But this is kind of that mix. Now, Matt, what's next?
Okay. Here's another one that's kind of always been out there. There's something called a 60-day rollover you can do with IRAs.
Yes, that's a good point.
And a 60-day rollover allows you to roll out the money from your IRA to do whatever the heck you want with it. You could roll out $1 million from your IRA if you're so lucky. And use it for whatever you want. But you have to get all of the money back in within 60 days or it's considered a distribution. So for some of you that are like, I need more than $100,000 and I've got an IRA, let's say, you can do a 60-day rollover, access over $100,000. And as long as you get the money back in 60 days, and trust me, I've had people on day 61 call us at Directed IRA and be like, can I get the money back in? Sorry, I can't do it. I'm like, I'm dying for you too. So that is one, when Mark says playing with a grenade, you know, or playing with fire, that's a big grenade, okay? There's no like wiggle room on that 60-day rule. Now, the 60-day rule, one thing to keep in mind, you can only do one 60-day rollover every 12-month period. So if you did one now, and then you're like, oh, I wanna do one next month too, doesn't work. So make sure you take the biggest bite you think you may need if you're gonna do this 60-day, because you're only gonna do it once every 12 months.
Yeah, and here's another, this is a common question that I can see is, people say, okay, guys, this is good, but it's confusing. Where do I go next? Where do I go for help? Now, I think the first step is to probably talk to two people, but I have to caution you, you may know more than them watching this video. I'm not kidding. Yeah. We are teaching other CPAs, we're doing a training session right after this for a group of attorneys. So you're getting high level education here, people. And so you have to realize, just as if you go to your banker account and they go, oh, you can't do that. Don't take it like, oh, they must be right. That Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen, they're full of crap. No, okay, maybe your 80-year-old accountant is not on the cutting edge of some of these strategies, or your banker that just barely graduated from college a year ago and just got trained at a conference in Duluth, Minnesota, now that he's your loan officer, maybe they don't know either. So be patient. Take their comments and get a third opinion if you need to. Now, our tax attorneys are available for a stimulus package consultation at all times. We're setting up entities for clients every day for the last 15 years and doing estate plans and doing 401k. We've been doing this for years. So you might need that consult anyway to get your 2020 plan in place. But if you have specific questions about how to take advantage of any piece of the stimulus package, we've got 5 attorneys that are scheduled out for a couple days now, 3 days a week, whatever. Give us a call for $300. That's about what our attorneys cost an hour. And that's pretty cheap when you start going out nationwide looking for an attorney that would understand this tax and legally.
Yeah.
Give us a call, set up a consult. Now, this is not an infomercial, and Entrepreneur would not have us on here to just sell, and we're not. But we're providing that as a resource if you need it. Our phone number, write this down, if you need to call and make an appointment, is 435-586-9366, 435-586-9366. Schedule an hour and get our opinion, and we're gonna make sure it is freaking right. But if you're getting different answers, start comparing those, doing a little research, and you're going to find out what is best for you. Yeah, so again, that point was, if you're feeling overwhelmed and a little confused right now, lean on your accountant, lean on your financial advisor and your banker. And we're in that mix if you need us to be your banker, or sorry, your accountant, attorney, or tax lawyer.
Yeah. Let me help you get started too on where to look at this, because it is a lot and I get it. Like we've already hit like four different ways to get money. The new 401k loan, the distribution from IRA 401k 403b, the 60-day rollover to get more than 100 grand, the Roth IRA access or Roth 401k if you have it, for where you can get the contributions out penalty and tax-free. Okay, that's already four strategies. Now, the first thing you have to think of is, what account do I have? Do I have a 401k at my current job or a solo 401k in my business or self-employment? I'd probably use that and do the five-year loan because it's penalty-free, no tax on getting the money out, and you get 5 years to pay it back. Perfect. If you don't have a 401k, a current employer or your, in your business as a solo K, and you've got, let's say, an IRA, do the and you only need up to 100 grand, do the penalty-free distribution. You get 3 years to pay it back, no early withdrawal penalty, probably a good way to go. Maybe you got a Roth IRA with some money in it. And if you've got, let's say, 20,000 of contributions, money you've put in over the last 3 or 4 years, tap that. That comes out easy, no penalty, no tax. So, and if you've got all these accounts and you're lucky enough, and we have a lot of clients who have the solo K, the 401k, you know, they've got their Roth IRA, their IRA. I mean, they've got all of them. They got some choices. But just think of the account you have and where you fit in the analysis here and what you can tap.
And I'm just going through so many notes here and reading as we're talking, because another point to just keep in mind, and then Matt, any other final strategies on this topic that you want to throw out there? Another major point is, this is a moving target to some degree. Congress is already talking about a third round, which we don't know what will be included in that. Bankers, financial advisors, attorneys, accountants, we're trying to stay abreast of regulations that come out from the administrative offices trying to implement what Congress said. So you have to remember how laws are made. Congress says, do this. And then the IRS, the Labor Department, ERISA, everybody's trying to figure out, okay, how do we do that? And so what we're saying could be really easy tomorrow. It could be really hard tomorrow. Don't get pissed. We're just saying, we're trying to figure out as we go too, because it's new law.
Yeah. As is your government agency and your retirement account administrators. I mean, like I said, we've already getting requests at Directed IRA and Directed Trust Company on some 401k loans and distributions. And so we've had to get our team up to speed, and we are here for those that have accounts here. Let me say, there's two other cool things though I want to just know.
Okay.
One quick one, and one that's a little more involved that I know Mark will love. But the one from the bill that was interesting, that's a fast one, is there's no required minimum distributions required in 2020, period. For anyone, you have to have, whether your state has no shelter in place or school's out, you close and you got dependent kids, no RMD required, period, in 2020. So for those that are 70 and a half, it's actually 72 now or older, that have to take money out of their IRA or 401k every year, Congress has said, you know what? We know the market tanked and that people's accounts are low. We're not going to force you to take money out if you don't have to. We're going to let that stay in and waive required minimum distributions for 2020. So for you, or maybe you got some parents or, you know, that are looking at this and their account's been decimated and they're like, and I got to take money out. Nope. RMDs have been waived for 2020. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And again, some of you that inherited an IRA from a parent or a grandparent, those laws changed under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act as well. That's a whole other ballgame. So if some of you were told something 2 or 3 years ago when you inherited that IRA, you better brush up on the rules with that as well. Because that's the penalties and taxes on that aren't fun either.
Yeah. Now, the inherited IRAs did get the waiver on RMD too. So that's nice. You got a little reprieve in 2020. But yeah, for those, that rule did change. Sometimes some people call that the stretch IRA, the inherited IRAs. So that strategy changed a little bit, but still a good strategy.
Yep.
Okay, here's the big one though that I love. Let's say in your business that you're like, I need capital. I don't have retirement accounts of my own to take these, you know, loans or distributions. I want to raise money in my business from other people, from friends, investors that I know, that they have money in retirement accounts. Now, this is called a self-directed IRA. This is a big thing. That's what my book's about and Mark teaches about. He's got a lot of YouTube videos on it. Directed IRA, directedira.com. That's what we do, is those accounts. And so what can happen is someone can have a self-directed IRA. Like, they can move their IRA from, let's say, Fidelity. So Fidelity is a broker-dealer. They're going to let you buy financial products, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. But let's say you have a friend that says, hey, I love you. I know your business is struggling. Let's cut a deal. I've got some money in my retirement account. Maybe I'll loan to you, or I'll buy some shares, some stock in your small business. Okay, I need some money right now. I need to raise some money to stay afloat, to make it through. And we're seeing this right now. It's funny, the deals I'm seeing at Directed IRA that our clients are making, loaning other businesses, small businesses money, buying stock in other small businesses in their community. It's cool. It's a really cool strategy. So
let me diagram what Matt just said too.
Yeah.
In this diagram of your business and your retirement accounts, and in a lot of our diagrams we build for clients, we're going to have Roth IRAs for all the kids as we put them on the payroll of the business. This is stuff we talk about all the time. We might be opening some windows here, like my accountant doesn't even talk about this. This is hopefully a blessing in disguise that you're here learning some new ideas. But we want to have kids on payroll, spouses on payroll. We're going to use your business as a family business. If you're single, we're going to build around that model to leave a legacy as well. And we're going to have Roths, we're going to have IRAs, we're going to have savings accounts. Then I just want to say it in a different way. What Matt just said is, there's people out there looking for deals. There's wealthy people that are saying, ooh, this is a good time to buy. This is what Warren Buffett did back in 2007, 8, and 9, when the real estate market crashed. He came in and bought a ton of real estate. So did so many hedge funds, wealthy people. They were ready to buy. Those are the people you might say, maybe I won't borrow from my own 401k. I've got this person that I know is fairly well off, that, and you're going to go to them and say, hey, my business is still a very viable business. I need a little help. I'll peel off 20% ownership in my LLC or my corp, and I'll do a loan. I'll get a loan from someone's 401k, or I could have someone with an IRA LLC. They might invest, loan. I mean, there's so many variables here. This concept of using a third party to help invest in your business. And some of you out there may be saying, I'm going to do that. That's cool. That's what our tax lawyers, we consult on every day of the year. But this topic of self-directing is another way to access money if you don't have it.
Yes.
And we can help put together the deal or the LLCs, and it doesn't have to be terribly expensive either.
Yeah. And so the key to that is, let's say you've got someone that wants to do this. You got a friend that wants to put money into your business, whether they're going to loan it to you at 7% interest or 8% interest, or they're going to buy 20%, like Mark said, for a big capital infusion that can help you out. Whatever the deal is, you're willing to cut for the money. They can do it from their IRA funds. And if it's at Fidelity or Merrill Lynch or a lot of the broker dealers, those places are going to say, nah, you can't do that. And it's not because an IRA can't invest in those in a private company like yours. Is an IRA at Fidelity or Merrill Lynch can't do it. They're a broker dealer. They sell financial products. Your stock or your company loan is not a financial product. So you got to move from your broker dealer retirement account to a self-directed IRA. There's like 30 companies that do it. That's what we do at Directed IRA. And it's directedira.com, the site where you can learn more. But so let's say you've got that friend. Let's say they just do a loan at 7%. And I'll give you an example. I had a client just yesterday, a deal I was talking to. He has a friend that owns a bar and restaurant that's closed. The guy is dying for money right now. He was debating whether to take a percent, he's only about 5% equity stake. And this is a couple hundred thousand dollar investment he was gonna make. Successful bar and restaurant owner, has multiple locations. Or he was going to loan him money at 7-8%, and it was going to be secured by the real property that the business owns, actually. He ended up doing a loan and saying, I'd rather just loan it. He's got the real estate. I can make 7-8% on my money. And so our client's IRA loaned the money, you know, to this bar and restaurant owner on the other side, and now his retirement account is going to get paid back. Now, that's the investment the IRA holds. It's called a self-directed IRA. So hopefully that example helps.
And these are last point, and this is not, again, this is just resources. At kkoslawyers.com, we have probably over 100 blog articles there on all these topics and more. We have our weekly radio show called Refresh Your Wealth that is on iTunes, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Refresh Your Wealth. Gotta make sure I'm writing this right. And we've got over 300 podcasts on all these types of topics. Here's our phone number if you want to get a consult with a tax lawyer because you don't have a resource. But it, and then directedira.com is a great place to start to get that self-directed account to even have more flexibility. But again, talk to your accountant, talk to your lawyer, your banker, get some additional guidance on your particular situation. And I like what Matt said too, do an inventory. Because before you go talk to anyone, the first thing I'm going to ask is, what do you got and where is it? Mm-hmm. And so get a spreadsheet put together and do a kind of a little audit. Here's how much IRA money I have. Here's how much Roth money I have. Here's my significant other or 401k. Here's where the administrator is. Here's their phone number. Just kind of make sure it's there. Then we're going to look at your business and what you need. Then we can also look at the other pieces of the stimulus package and the PPP loan and the EIDL, the unemployment, the sick leave, the FMLA. There's so much there, but we want to bring it together. Mm-hmm. And if your advisor looks like they're having smoke coming out of their ears and you know more than them, just, you don't have to fire them forever. Just move on during this phase of your business and life. You can always come back to them, but get some more higher level help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Final words, Mr. Sorensen.
Okay. Just remember, this is the last resort on some of these strategies and tapping money out of your own account, but there are options. Our government's opened this up a little bit more to give you some more flexibility. Again, there's 30 trillion in retirement accounts. So that's, you know, your little sliver of this, if you need to access it, because you're at the end of the line here, consider it. But I think the best advice is if you're accessing money out of your own account, it's a short-term measure. This is not for the long haul. Even though you might have 5 years to pay back the 401k, can you get it done in six? Because the market's going to rebound, hopefully, and you might miss out on it. There's a lot of considerations there. On the last topic we talked about, self-directed accounts and people investing in, that's a whole nother game. That's, you know, for startups that have done this for years, people like Peter Thiel and a lot of tech startups have used self-directed accounts to grow successfully. Consider this anyways. It's kind of a cool topic to learn about and get educated on. So we're here if you need it. We got a lot of resources, and Mark pointed out where to go to get more information. And good luck out there. Stay healthy.
I can't say enough about entrepreneur.com. We're going to have two more webinars. We're going to shoot a Q&A. So everybody, if your question's not answered below, don't get frustrated. The recording of this and our Q&A will be up and emailed to you, notice, because you registered for this webinar, so they know who you are. And the Entrepreneur Tech team is amazing. They will let you know when both webinars with the Q&A are up, and you can go back and study up on it. In the meantime, do your homework. Figure out where everything's at. Get your books done for 2019. Make sure your accountant knows what you're doing for your tax prep for 2019. Don't let your business be on hold too much. This is great time if you're quarantined at home to get your crap together. We're still so busy here. So, all right. Well, thanks everybody. And Matt, thank you for being amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Entrepreneur.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.